Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today are one of Iowa City's most eclectic ensembles, and they're here this afternoon with a special treat, a tribute set full of the legendary Nobel Prize-winning music of Bob Dylan. Please welcome the Recliners!
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Well, it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never know. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, well, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, babe, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. Could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
It's the Recliners, somehow fitting on our stage here, our little stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City for this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. You packed him in, Kevin Hanick and the Recliners. Thanks for coming up with this idea and for calling your loyal fans to come out and support you. Introduce us to the rest of the band, Kevin Hanick.
Sure, I'll introduce the band to each other. We Paul McCray on guitar behind me, Jack Stapleton, also on guitar behind me, John Kramer on bass guitar and vocals, Ann Ashoff on keyboards and vocals, and we've got a couple of guest ringers here today. Over on my far right, there's Emma Stapleton, who'll be playing some fiddle for us, and my immediate right, Will Jennings on harmonica.
All right, the Recliners. So, So Kevin, a few weeks ago, you after Mr. Dylan won, became a Nobel laureate in literature, you were quick off the mark, got in touch with me. How about we do this? What a great idea. A little bit of trepidation, a few nerves here. I mean, I'm not a musician, but I would think in your place, you got to do Bob Dylan right, right?
Well, Bob Dylan is probably the most covered songwriter ever. Mm-hmm. Everybody's done his songs, and we love. The problem is trying to figure out which ones to do.
Right.
There's so many songs. He's done 37 albums. He's 75 years old, and he's still touring. He's on the Endless Tour. It started in 2000. He's still out there. They couldn't find him. He was on tour to tell him he won the Nobel Prize. He also has won a Pulitzer Prize and an Oscar. I mean, he's like the only person ever to do that. So we think he's special, and we love his music, and we're going to try to do, we're going to kind of do chronological.
Okay. And you're going to tell us a little bit about the songs, perhaps, as we go along.
Just a very little, but Don't Think Twice is from 1962. It's an early song, kind of from his more folk music days that we just did. This next song, which is one of my favorites, Bob Dylan has always written love songs, beautiful love songs. This next one features Anne. It's called Tomorrow is a Long Time.
Okay. The Recliners with a Bob Dylan tribute this hour on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1.
If today was not an endless highway, if tonight was not a crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, then lonesome would mean nothing to you at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear his heart softly pounding. Yes, and only if he was lying by me would I lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water, I can't speak the sound that shows no pain, I can't hear the echo of my footsteps, or remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear his heart softly pounding. Yes, and only if he was lying by me would I lie in my bed once again. There is beauty in that silver singing river. There is beauty in that sunrise in the sky. None of these and nothing else can match the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting, if I could hear his heart softly pounding. Yes, and only if he was lying by me in my bed once again.
Anne Ashoff.
Thank you.
Bob Dylan has stated in a couple interviews that he has two favorite covers that people have done of his songs. One of them was Elvis Presley doing that song, Tomorrow's a Long Time. And the other one was, his very favorite of that song was Odetta. So if you're, he did that in 1963.
I think ours will be now.
Yeah. Next song, as I said, we're kind of going chronological. we'll jump up to 1965 now. Excuse me, 1964. A big song he wrote in the fall of 1963, just a month before the assassination of JFK, believe it or not. A song that was really focused more on civil rights movement and early stages of the Vietnam War. It's a song that is really talking about generational tension, and probably one of his most favorite, famous songs. That's "Times They Are A-Changin'." Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept that it's soon you'll be drenched to the bone. It's time for you is worth saving. Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changin'. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changin'. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changin'. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of a new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changin'. The line is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be last, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changin'. I guess I gotta say, a week ago when we were planning this gig, we were looking at songs and we thought we'd be singing this song, "Times They Are A-Changin'." It's taken on a whole different meaning today. So take from that what you will, but we'll just keep on singing. I think that's the name of the game right now. Next one is one that you're probably very familiar with. It's comes from a period of real change in Dylan's music. It's really the first sort of folk rock song. I mean, if you think about Dylan as a pop singer almost when he first started, and he sort of invented the song that put meaning to words. And I think this next song was actually made more famous, like a lot of Dylan songs, by other groups. The Byrds did an early version of this, and some people think it's the first sort of folk rock song. It's called "Mr. Tambourine Man."
Hey, Mr. Tambourine,
I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleepy. My weariness amazes me. I'm branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Play a song for me. I ain't sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath a diamond sky, with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sand, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine, song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come
Now you can hear IPR Studio One 24 hours a day. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through the IPR smartphone app. Our new web stream includes your favorite Studio One shows like Backtracks, Java Blend, The Folk Tree, Studio One Tracks, and more, plus new shows like our Iowa Artist Showcase, Gas Money, and Rust on the Dial, a two-hour Americana spotlight. To see the complete web stream program schedule, visit iowapublicradio.org and select Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One, and the recliners on our stage. Right now, they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7. Another one lurking behind me. Yes, I see her there. Ann Ashoff, Kevin Hanick, John Kramer, Paul McCray, Jack Stapleton, Emma Stapleton, and Will Jennings. I hope I got everybody in there. And a packed audience here in the back room of the Java House in downtown Iowa City, where you find us most Friday afternoons recording mostly local, regional bands for Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. Today, an offering from the recliners. Kevin Hanick offering this a few weeks ago. Brilliant idea after Bob Dylan wins the Nobel Prize for Literature as a songwriter, the first songwriter ever to do this. Why not feature a whole hour of his genius? A question for you, Kevin, or perhaps anybody else who wants to jump in here. I know you're an English teacher as well. How does a boy from Minnesota wind up with this genius? So much genius.
I'm from Iowa. Oh. sorry. It's a great question, actually. Bob Dylan is, he is a genius. And, you know, there's a small town guy. Yeah, I mean, he was kind of raised in Hibbing, but born in Duluth. Migrated through Minneapolis and New York City. And just grew and grew. He soaked up culture like nobody's business, and his songs reflected every time. It's just an amazing thing. I mean, I personally grew up with him. I often tell a story about 1963. I heard some guy covering The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll in a coffee house, my first ever experience in a coffee house, and I thought, God, this is wrong. You know, he was telling about a real story about the death of a woman, a Black Lives Matter story, if you've ever heard one. And From there on, Bob was known as a protest singer, but he wrote beautiful love songs, clever ballads. I mean, he covered the gamut, and he is a genius, and I'm glad he won the Nobel Prize.
Mm-hmm. You're working, you and the rest of the Recliners, working through chronologically, selectively. Of course, there's far too much songwriting to get through in an hour, so the problem was selecting it. But we're working from the early 60s onward. Continue on. Where are we going now, Kevin?
1975, Blood on the Tracks, one of the great albums that he wrote. This is a little kind of lighthearted love song, I think, and it features everybody playing in this one. It's called Buckets of Rain. Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets running out of my ears. I got buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. I've been meek, hard like an oak. Seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here.
And I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you's bringing me misery. Little red way. Little red bike, I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like, and I like the way you love me strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go. Life is sad, life is a bust. All you can do is do what you must, and you do what you must do, and you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell?
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears. I got buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand.
Thank you. Let's keep right on here. We're going to move up to 1978. I think we're pretty much chronological here, but this is a song that is probably a little bit unfamiliar to even Dylan fans. It's from an album called Street Legal. It's a song called Senor. It's wildly imaginative, crazy lyrics. I have no idea what they really mean, but they said Dylan met some guy on a bus in Mexico and it inspired his vision of America and Mexico. Interesting. Señor, señor, do you know where we're heading? Lincoln County Road or Armageddon? Seems like I've been down this way before. Is there any truth to that, señor? Señor, señor, do you know where she is hiding? How long are we gonna be riding? How long must I keep my eyes glued to the door? Is there any comfort here, señor? There's a wicked wind still blowing on that upper deck. There's an iron cross still hanging from around her neck. There's a marching band still playing in that vacant lot. Well, she held me in her arms one time and said, forget me not. Señor, señor, I can see that painted wagon, smell the tail of the dragon. Can't stand the suspense here anymore. Can you tell me who to contact here, señor? Broken flag and a flashing ring. She said, son, this ain't a dream no more. It's a real thing. Señor, señor, you know their heart's as hard as leather. Give me a minute and they get it together. Gotta pick myself up off the floor. I'm ready when you are, señor. Señor, señor, let's overturn these tables, disconnect these cables. This place don't make sense to me no more. Can you tell me what we're waiting for, señor? Actually, now this, we are a little out of order, but that's okay. It's, you know, it's funny. I said this earlier, and I really mean it now, but singing this stuff after the election is a whole different, all these words are different. I mean, it means a completely different thing. And this one actually goes back to his break in 1965 when Dylan, everybody loved him in Greenwich Village as a folk singer. And he was known as that. And then all of a sudden, in the Newport Folk Festival in 1965, he whips out an electric guitar. And people, a lot of people hated him for that. And he hated back a little bit, and he wrote a number of songs, one of which is probably his most famous, maybe the most famous rock and roll song ever, Like a Rolling Stone, which I won't even begin to think about doing. But he also wrote one called Positively 4th Street, which we are going to do. Has a double reference. 4th Street is a place in Greenwich Village where Gerd's Folk City was, where he played early on. And it also references a street in Dickeytown in Minneapolis, where he also, you know, that was part of his roots, I think, would be Dinkytown. And this is a response to some of the people that didn't like what he was doing.
You got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. When I was down and you just stood there grinning. You got a lot of nerve, say you got a helping hand to lend. You just wanna be on the side that's winning. You say I let you down, you know it's not. If you're so hurt, then why then don't you show it? You say you lost your faith, but that's not where it's at. You have no faith to lose, and you know it. I know the reason that you talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool to think I'd make contact with the one who tries to hide what he don't know to begin with? Street, you always act surprised. You say, how are you? Good luck, but you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Then why don't you just come out once and scream it? Just one time, you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time, you could stand inside my shoes. You know what a drag it is just to see you.
Very dark, very dark, very dark. This next song is from a little bit later. It's from 1989, an album called Mercy. It's a really beautiful song. It has religious overtones, but the themes are hope, dreams, and I'd say warning. It's called Ring Them Bells. Features Ann Ashoff on vocals.
From the cities that dream, ring them bells from the sanctuaries across the valleys and streams, for they're deep and they're wide, and the world's on its side, and time is running backwards, and so is the bride. Ring them bells, St. Peter, from the four winds blow. Ring them bells with an iron hand so the people will know. Oh, it's rush hour now, on the wheel and the plow, and the sun is going down upon sacred cow. Ring them bells, sweet Martha, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know that God is one. Oh, the shepherd is asleep where the willows weep and the mountains are filled with lost sheep. Ring them bells for the blind and the deaf. Oh, ring them bells for all of us who are left. For the chosen few who will judge the many when the game is through. Oh, ring them bells for the time that flies, for the child that cries when the innocence dies. Ring them bells, sing Catherine from the top of the room. Ring them from the fortress for the lilies that bloom. Oh, the lines are long and the fighting is strong, and they're breaking down the distance between right and wrong.
Artists like Neil Young, The Band, Emmylou Harris, Iris DeMent, and Bob Dylan have always been important to the sound of IPR Studio One. Rust on the Dial is a new two-hour Americana show spotlighting music influenced by blues, folk, bluegrass, and country. Hear Rust on the Dial on IPR's new 24-hour web stream, weekdays at 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app.
We're just soaking it up this hour with the recliners on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and they're switching places. A few guest players with the recliners taking turns and walking us chronologically through some selected works of our newest Nobel Prize laureate in literature, Bob Dylan. A couple questions occur to me, Kevin. Kevin Hanick. I wonder if this, the first Nobel Prize laureate for literature who is a songwriter, if this opens the door to other songwriters, or if Bob Dylan's in a class of his own. I mean, Leonard Cohen just died. We have Bruce Springsteen. We have Joni Mitchell. We have a lot of greats out there. Or is Bob Dylan in a separate class?
They're all hacks compared to Dylan, I think.
You don't mean that.
Not really. There's some wonderful songwriting. I mean, this is the first recognition as poetry as song. I mean, it's an American idiom. It's a thing that is curiously American, and it's certainly Dylan inspired all the people that you're talking about and many more. The whole concept of a singer-songwriter evolved from out of the folk singer, I think, into something which, you know, when you think back, some of us, I can see a few gray hairs out here in the audience, but before Dylan, you know, when you bought a record album, nobody put the words in there before. And all of a sudden, the words were important. And we looked for those, and we followed along as he sang. And that started a whole thing. And I think that that's curiously, initiated by some of the early Dylan albums. And of course, follows along now. Even the current bands, the words are really important, not just the music.
Mm-hmm. Keep on a walking. What do you got next for you?
My favorite Dylan song.
Right now, this is going to be it. Okay.
From 1975, another one from Blood on the Tracks. It's called Tangled Up in Blue. Theoretically, he was listening to Joni Mitchell's Blue album all weekend.
Early one morning the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed at all, if her hair was still red. Her folks said with lives together, sure was gonna be tough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues, getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove together to the edge of the town, far as we planned out west. Split up on a dark, sad night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around and looked at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. I had a job in the great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. I never did like it all that much. One day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I was looking for employment, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all that while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew tangled up in blue. Was working at a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, as the crowd thinned out, just about to do the same, she was standing there in back of my chair, said, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath, in front of her face. I must admit I felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces in my shoes. She lit a burner on the stove, offered me a pipe. I thought she'd never say hello, just like the silent type. She opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you, tangled up in blue. So now I'm going back again, got to get to her somehow. All the people that we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians and some are carpenter's wives. Don't know how it all got started, don't know what they're doing with their lives. For me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. Tangled up in blue.
Let's do, this song was actually made famous by Jimi Hendrix.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen take my earth. None of them are
excited. The thief he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. And all along the watchtower, princes kept the view. Barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching. The wind began to howl. The view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching. The wind began to howl. Thank you very much for coming out. We get such a kick out of playing this stuff. We're just a bunch of old guys that like music, and we really, and one young woman, yes. Oh yeah, two young women, and you know anything you say is going to be wrong. So
this election has had maybe more effect than you thought.
Yeah, I think so too. This is a classic song. Actually, a group that really helped Dylan on this is after his motorcycle accident, and he kind of retired to Woodstock, and he was making a lot of music with a group called The Band, and they did a great version of this. A number of people have covered it over the years. Feel free to sing along on this one. It's called I Shall Be Released.
They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who sent me here. I see my life come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, I shall be released.
They say every man needs protection. They say that every man must fall. Yet I swear I see my reflection
somewhere so high above this wall.
I see my light come shining from the west out to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be
stands a man in a lonely crowd, a man who swears he's not to blame. And all day long I hear him shouting so loud, just crying out that he's been framed.
I see my life come shining from the west out to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. Any day now, any day now, I shall.
The Recliners on our stage, finishing up our hour with the Recliners. They're really treating us to something this afternoon, and taking us through some of the greatest songwriting of the great Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan songs, so catchy, so well written, but as we've heard this hour, unfortunately, having lost all relevancy to our modern times.
I'm glad you said
that. That's too bad, isn't it?
It's what it is.
Actually, the transcendent work, I guess we could say, of Bob Dylan. We want to thank Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, Mitch McAndrew, technical assistance and editing, and we want to thank the Recliners and their guest players on stage, Anne Ashoff, John Kramer, Paul McCray, Jack and Emma Stapleton, Will Jennings, and Kevin Hanick, providing us a little bit of explanation and his thoughts and insights as an English teacher.
Oh, yes.
And a big man in Dylanology.
So we're going to finish off with one more song. This is one that people don't know Dylan had a part in, but it's kind of the most contemporary version of Dylan. He wrote the lyric that was picked up by a popular young band called Old Crow Medicine Show. And this song is Dylan-inspired. At least part of the lyrics are written by him, and it's called Wagon Wheel.
Okay. The Recliners on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Let's give them a big hand.
Staring up the road, I swear to God that I see headlights. Well, I made it down the coast, 17 hours, thinking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. I'm hoping for Raleigh to see my baby tonight.
fiddler in an old-time string band. Baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winds keep a-getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke, but he's a-heading west to the Cumberland Gap, to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta get a move on before the sun. Hear my baby calling my name, I know that she's the only one. If I